You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today's show is on Martin Luther King Day. Thank you, Martin Luther King. We really appreciate all that you did for all of us. We decided to talk about the energy of racism and our view that the most root cause is the distribution of power in the world. Who'd have thought? The only way to really change racism and sexism is to change the energy which is responsible for the way power is distributed in the world today. Even if you are white, this show is valuable because you'll understand how your power in the world is allocated. Fairly, or unfairly. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, what do you mean by the energy of racism? You know, I'll be honest with you, I thought that racism is just really bad behavior.
We see clearly that at the level of your essence, okay, your soul, mm-hmm, that without programming, there would be no racism or sexism.
Huh.
That it comes from programming that is both subtle and overt.
Okay.
And it also comes from the suppression of our emotions, which happens when we're programmed.
Yes.
And so let's talk about how their essence works again real quickly. You know, when your essence says, oh, this isn't right, it'll nudge you. And that nudge often comes in terms of a feeling or a sensation.
Right.
But with programming, we're taught to say, oh, it doesn't matter how you feel, just do it. Whatever your objective is, just do it.
Okay.
Ignore your feelings, just do what you're supposed to do. And so as a result, you know, if you grow up, if you're born into a house that has white supremacist viewpoints.
Okay.
You're not asked to go inside and see how you feel about that.
No.
You're told that this is the way it is.
And you're required to take that on.
Yes. And you hear about over and over and
yes,
over again.
Yes, yes.
You know?
Exactly.
There's all sorts of subtle prejudices that we receive as children, and some that aren't so subtle.
Right.
So when your essence is blocked, and remember, the negative energy attached to your essence, it's highly susceptible to the message of the outside world.
Yeah.
Because we're designed not to get our messages from the outside world.
Right.
But to look inward and say, okay, how do I feel about that? How do I feel about that? How do I feel about that? And that doesn't happen anymore.
No.
So it depends on what radio station you listen to, what TV stations you listen to, what who you're circle of friends are.
Right.
And you're not.
And even the family you come from.
Family you come from. And often you don't even get any other viewpoints.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
And even if you did, how would you evaluate those if your essence is blocked?
Because when it's covered up, you don't hear or feel or know the truth.
Right. And your essence was designed to be your own truth teller.
Yeah.
You know, imagine cavemen going out there and saying, okay, is this dinosaur going to eat me, or is it just going to ignore me? And what'd you use? Well, use your intuition. Where's your intuition come from?
Well, because you couldn't ask the dinosaur because it couldn't answer you
back.
Exactly. Okay, I got it.
So,
okay.
And that was probably a stupid metaphor.
It's okay.
But your essence is supposed to help you with these things.
Right.
And with programming, with our programmed world, that's gone. And so how do we know what we know? Well, it depends on what we listen to and, you know, and there
who influences us.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. You know, Jason, I actually have a story. I know I've told this story before, but it's very, very, very appropriate for today.
It's a good one.
It is. It's a good one. I have lived in California all my life, and my grandmother, she was born in Illinois, and she came to live with us.
How old were you?
I was about, I'm guessing, right around 4 or 5. Actually, I was 5 or 6.
And what grade were you?
It was the first grade, and there was this little girl. There was a girl that came into the class about halfway through the school year, and I liked her right off the top. She was, you know, she was happy, and she was all the things that, you know, that would attract me, that kind of thing. And so it was Sunday dinner, and we were sitting around Sunday dinner, and I started to talk about my new friend, oh, she could do this, and she was smart, and she did all these things, and she had the prettiest dark skin. My grandmother, by the way, whom I loved dearly, she pulled me out of a lot of stuff, I'll say it that way. She gasped and she said in almost a very vehement voice, I don't know if that's correct, yeah. If I'm saying that right.
Angry
voice, she said, "You are never to play with her again. You can never talk to her, and don't touch her. She stinks." And my mother, I mean, my mother rarely rose her voice to her mother, and that was who that my grandmother was. She said just like this, "Mama, you live in California now. You are not allowed to say those things. Don't ever say those things in this house again." And the thing that was the most amazing was I was torn because I loved my grandmother so much. But I figured out almost instantaneously that was not a subject I could talk to my grandmother about. And it made me feel bad because I innately knew my grandmother was not right. But she...
That was coming from your essence.
Exactly.
But imagine other kids would say, okay, maybe there's some question about Mark about whether... those kind of people,
yes, people with that skin color,
appropriate for me. And yes, maybe when they go into college, they start to see the stuff online, or these types of radicalization things that say, oh, maybe, you know, maybe there is some, maybe we should have more division within the races.
Well, and maybe my grandmother knew what she was talking
about,
or maybe my grandmother had a reason.
And that's programming.
That is total programming.
So,
exactly.
So in 1964, Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act. That's almost 60 years.
Right.
And yet today, because of social media, we see all these examples of racism.
Exactly.
And even by the police, the people that should be enforcing the law,
right,
and protecting us, we, you know, white people see police as their protector, black people don't.
Oh, not at all.
But, and then, you know, those George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery.
Yes.
Yes.
And then, of course, the lady with the stun gun, it was supposed to be a stun gun, but she ended up shooting the guy in the car.
Yes,
you know, that kind of thing.
That was in Minnesota.
Minnesota, that's right.
You know, and then
so was George Floyd. Yeah, but
and
yes,
we don't know if that was racially motivated, but the whole Louisiana State Patrol has been under under fire because it seems like it's common practice to pull over African Americans. So it's all gone underground. The law hasn't changed the beliefs.
No.
Now, maybe they have a little bit on the fringes and things like that. And right now, the competition is, there's a competition to say, okay, who's going to program our kids?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to program them against racism, or are we going to program them and just forget about that racist
thing? Are we going to keep it the same and keep things, the truth, under wraps?
Yes, exactly.
That's what I'm hearing you say.
Well, it's, you know, I guess you can argue that a lot. But here's the point, okay?
Okay.
It's both programming.
Yeah.
Programming people to
be
not racist and not sexist doesn't work, because it's that internal ability to evaluate which is important.
Right.
So here's the thing.
Okay.
We're designed intuitively to understand people's character, mm-hmm. and to see them objectively. That comes from refined intuition. Our essence knows how to go out in the world and say, okay, is this a good person, is this a bad person? Not based on superficial criteria like the color of their skin or their gender.
And that's what I did as a 5-year-old child.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're designed to look deeper than that.
Right.
But with programming, we've lost that. So how do you get it back? It's when we say it's an energy. By removing the negative energy in your essence, you'll have the ability to assess those, you know. And it's not to say that we should like all people of a certain color. We should be able to evaluate people based on who they are, as opposed to
not what for the color of their
some
skin,
sort of superficial,
or where they come from.
Yes.
Yes.
Or race. Or sex.
Exactly.
Sex, yes.
Exactly. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Your essence is not racist or sexist. It is dark energy attached that comes from programming.
Mm-hmm.
There is a competition today to control the programming of our youth, both and are both are wrong, because we should be healing their essence so we can make our own judgments.
Or you're saying remove negative energy.
Yes.
So they can decide for themselves.
Exactly.
Okay.
And if our essence was working, we could evaluate people based on character intent, not superficial indicators.
Exactly.
And the ecosystem approach shows you how to use and heal your essence so it works as it should to evaluate character.
I love it. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the power dynamics that are present in all relationships, structures, and life in general. We'll talk about why it affects everyone, whether you are subject to direct racism or even sexism. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
We're back in that jazz mood, aren't we? I don't know. What happened to the rap music, Benny?
So, oh my gosh.
There you go.
Thank you, Benny.
I like it.
You're welcome.
I'm going to play that in my car.
Boy, I got to have me some baked something now. I'm telling you.
Get in the groove with Dr. Pat and her guests on Transformation Talk Radio. It's always something new around here. Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to talk about the power dynamics that are present in all relationships, structures, and life in general. We'll talk about why it affects everyone, whether you are subject to direct racism or sexism. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, explain the power dynamic. What do you mean by that?
It's the way power is allocated in a relationship or within an organizational structure. Most times, these power dynamics are invisible in most systems. And in fact, within organizations, the power dynamics are purposely obscured.
Okay.
You know, one good example is in most companies, you don't know what the person next to you is making. I remember.
Oh, there you go.
You know, when I was in the Army, it was all on a chart based on longevity and rank.
Right.
So you know, everybody knew what everybody else made, and it was
okay.
Out there. That was kind of a good thing. Mm-hmm. There's other things about the power structure that was obscured,
sure.
But that power dynamic is what underlies the problems with racism and sexism, because people are saying, "I want the power. I don't want to give it to a woman or a man of color or a woman of color or whatever."
Okay.
However it is, it's distributed.
Right.
It's not meant to say, okay, what's fair for everybody? It's meant to say, okay, we want to have a class of people that have advantages and a class of people that don't have advantages.
Okay.
And that's really important to understand. Now, that's important for a global thing, but more importantly, that affects you in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
In a marriage,
mm-hmm.
Understanding the power dynamics is really, really important. So let's talk some more about that.
Okay.
Let me give some examples of power dynamic.
Okay.
How do you get what you want? You know, I got what I want. I grew up being a good boy, being obedient. And when I was obedient and a good boy, then I could get over on my mom easy, you know, get whatever I wanted, have, you know, as many cookies as I wanted. That was my way of getting power in that relationship.
Right.
For you, it was blowing up and then not getting what you want either.
Anyway,
yes.
And proving to myself everything that I'd been told.
Hopeless.
Yeah. In other words, it was hopeless. I was unworthy. Yeah.
So, you know, I know with my first wife, not you.
That's not me.
Yes, my first wife.
Okay.
It was awful because I was sort of naive and I didn't understand power dynamics.
Okay.
And I wanted to build consensus. So in my idealistic mind, we would come together, make a decision, and do things as a family. Well, you know, and I didn't realize this to way afterwards, but in doing the ecosystem approach, but I saw that there's no way. She didn't want to build consensus. She wanted to be angry, and she wanted to be angry with me.
Mm.
So she wouldn't agree with anything that I said just out of anger.
Oh.
So, or she, I said, well, if you don't want to do this, make a proposal. Well, her proposals were so far-fetched and so way out, you know.
that, in other words, physically and financially and even emotionally, you couldn't do them.
So I was trying to build consensus, and then she wasn't agreeing with anything.
Mm.
So, and I didn't want to force her. You know, the difference now is that I'm less nice, but I can be more nice, more nice when I need to be, but stronger and firmer when I need to be also based on the situation.
Right.
Not as a compulsive, this is the way I always am. And that's, you know, you have to be that way.
And get over it the rest of the world. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's what we mean by power dynamics. Now,
okay.
Where we used to work, art college, the owner was all powerful and she would, it was either her way or
the highway.
You're out of there. And she fired a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And so people knew that if you didn't do what she said, you'd be fired. She would seduce people on the outside to come in that had a name or reputation to build the reputation of the college.
Right.
And then she'd give them anything they want. So everybody in the staff knew, well, if this person wants it, then you just better give it to them.
Right.
And then after a while they'd be out, and you know, it would start all over again.
Well, and one of the reasons I knew that, because I sat in the background, so to speak, I did purchasing, and when somebody new came in, there was all these things that you had to purchase.
Yeah.
And you had to do it now.
Yes.
There was no two ways about it. So very interesting.
So and programming can affect more than just race and sex. And I want to bring this up because it's important. You know, when we look at people superficially,
mm-hmm.
you know, I know my dad had a big, he felt badly because he was short, you know, I'm not short. Patricia's sitting on a stool that makes her,
I am short.
Yeah, makes her feel taller, but, that was a big deal for him.
Well, wait a minute. What you're saying there is, if you want to feel taller, just get a stool, and it'll make you equal to the person.
Well, if you're on video, But the point is that, you know, we feel bad because we're short. We feel bad because the tone of our voice. We feel bad because
overweight, too thin.
Yes. Be bald.
Exactly.
Oh, you know? Men. That's a big deal for a lot of men. You know, it's just. Mm-hmm. Although not anymore, shaved heads is kind of in.
Yeah.
But you know, that's not the point. The point is that there's all these superficial criteria,
right,
that people feel bad about. That's why there's so much plastic surgery. You know, my lips aren't full enough, or my nose isn't quite right. You know, and that's where we have this kind of Barbie doll look of trying to fit in,
mm-hmm.
by looking the part as opposed to who we are inside, having character, having a good intent.
Well, and am I correct? Isn't that one of the most important points of what we're trying to say today? Is when you have when you understand power. When you understand that racism and sexism is a form of negative energy, that when you start to understand yourself, that dynamic with yourself is so important, but you also have to understand all the negative energies, especially when you start out, that are laying on top, that are keeping you from the clarity that you need.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And it's a really, really, really big, big, big deal. You know, so...
Here's the most important point.
Okay.
The power dynamic within yourself.
That's the one I'm talking about.
You know, we've had so many clients who are outwardly very nice, very agreeable.
Oh, yes.
Kind.
Yes.
But when it comes to doing something wrong, when they do something wrong.
Yes.
They are so abusive within their own mind.
Exactly.
They have this voice that says, oh, you shouldn't have done that. How dare you? And they play this tape over and over.
And they get really stuck in it.
You know, and there's certain Enneagram types that do that more. But it's not really about Enneagram type. It's really about your power dynamic within yourself.
And it's also about the programming you've been trained in.
Yes.
And by the way, each one of us is trained with a different, I'm going to say, a skewed part of programming. And we don't even realize it until we start tearing our story apart, how somebody said this and somebody said that, and then it got reinforced oftentimes by parents.
And that's why the Enneagram is an important tool, because that's where you could see those behaviors. And that's a tool that we use. But really right now, this idea that you have this power dynamic within yourself.
Right.
You know, if you want to change the world, if you want to eliminate racism from the world, sexism from the world, you have to start with yourself.
Right.
Get that negative energy out. Because here's the other thing.
Out and put into the processor, by the way.
And we're going to talk some more about this in the next one. But, you know, if you're a predator in terms of a racist, you know, going after people of color, or you're against women, or you're the recipient of that. It's the same energy. And I'm sorry to say that. And I know the people out there that are really angry, they're saying, well, you're a white guy. Of course you can say that.
Right.
You know, and there's truth to that. But getting even and getting revenge is not the way out. Mm-hmm. The way out is clearing that energy, because whether you're the predator or the prey, it's the same energy,
right?
And you have to clear it.
Right.
And so if you start clearing it in yourself, if you're the prey, start clearing it in yourself. And then when those assaults come, when those little comments come, or, sweetie, will you go make coffee? You know, that sort of thing, you know, condescending,
yes.
Then they kind of roll off. The hurts, our energies also, the pain of that is
correct.
Our energies also.
Correct.
And they can be eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the last thing.
Okay.
Starseed racism.
Okay.
I know it sounds really strange. You know, in the beginning, we had talked a lot in the beginning of the ecosystem approach about starseeds. We gave up on it because this was one of the reasons, is that one of our clients said, I'm going to eliminate this particular type of starseed
from my life.
From my life.
Yes.
Of course, it didn't help. Her life just kept going badly, and she didn't see herself. She didn't see her own power dynamic,
right.
Which was really awful. If you're a starseed, one of the reasons you're here, and I just know this, is to help create, especially in the time of the Age of Aquarius, is to create a more democratic world.
Yes.
And you do that by starting with yourself, clearing that negative energy, and having the ability to use your intuition, your refined intuition, to evaluate people based on character and intention, and not just based on superficial qualities.
And when you do that, what happens is that it innately, you are capable of dealing with situations that you would have never been able to deal with,
yes,
with the same knowing and awareness that you do after you start using the ecosystem.
Exactly.
Approach.
When someone comes at you with comments that are inappropriate, whatever,
exactly,
you can deal with it. So
exactly.
Here we go.
So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
There is an unfair power dynamic in racism, sexism, and other types of prejudice.
Correct.
These unfair power dynamics are racist and sexist, are part of individual relationships and within organizations.
Right.
The most difficult power dynamic is within yourself,
mm-hmm,
and motivational processes that are dysfunctional.
Correct.
The ecosystem approach shows you how to evolve your essence so you can have intense energy to override racism and sexism.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about how you personally can deal with prejudice and inappropriate use of a power dynamic. And it doesn't matter if you are part of a group that is discriminated against. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you trying to figure out the best way to learn about your life purpose and how to access your soul gifts? Let Adrienne Cobb introduce you to the power behind her Wild Magic membership. Adrienne's Wild Magic membership is a one-of-a-kind, ongoing monthly program designed to connect you to your own life mastery and to live in a more expanded consciousness with your tribes of light. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Are you tired of waking up and starting your day already feeling overwhelmed and anxious? Join me, Laura Goldstein, for Coffee with the Universe, where we talk how to start the day feeling calm, collected, and confident instead. Tune in every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how you personally can deal with prejudice and inappropriate use of a power dynamic. And it doesn't matter if you are part of a group that is discriminated against. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different, because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. You know, Jason, this is not in our script today, but I want to say that Jason and I have truly been discriminated against because of our intuitive abilities. And it was one of the reasons that we chose to start doing the ecosystem approach, because we could see that we were being held back when we could help, when we should and could be helping so many others with the negative energy around them. And so we have really stood up against it. And I want to say thank you to you for the courage to do that.
Well, and this is a good example, because the first thing I want to say is that it's not a quick fix. So, well,
Go ahead.
I'm stepping on your,
it's okay.
So what do you do? That's what people are asking themselves right now. Well, okay, so I'm a woman, I'm a person of color, what do I do? You could be a member of some other class. There's so many.
Exactly.
Forgive me. I don't want to mention them all because it just takes too long. But there's all sorts of prejudice out there for all sorts of reasons. Could be a physical handicap.
Yes.
It could be, all sorts of things. So what do you do? Well, this is what we know, and this is what you were saying.
Exactly.
When you use the ecosystem approach,
start with yourself.
Start with yourself, remove that negative energy. The energy of you, mm-hmm. which is your essence.
Yes.
When you walk into a room, it's there.
Yes.
It's there, and people say, whoa. And it's hard to look at someone who has that strong of energy.
Yes.
In a way that's negative. Now, we don't meet someone and say, oh, hi, my name's Jason Rowan, I'm an intuitive.
No, we don't.
We don't lead with that. But people like us. People like, it's like the Harry Met Sally, I want what she's having, they like our energy. They want to do the same thing. That's how you overcome it. Now, yes, it's not a quick fix.
No.
You don't get there overnight. But here's the other thing. You cannot, it doesn't work to program yourself out of the herd of racism and sexism. There's no self-talk that you can say, oh, it doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. You have to clear.
When you don't clear it, the anger and the rage and the need for revenge starts to build. Exactly.
Yeah. And it hurts you. It doesn't hurt them.
And then it hurts others with your reaction to whatever they're doing.
A lot of people come to us, they want some sort of wording or thing you can do.
A formula.
Formula that says, okay, the next time I get, how to.
Somebody
how to
says.
Flip someone off really effectively.
Yeah, exactly.
Or do something that'll really put them in their place.
Right.
You know, that doesn't work. And there is no such a formula. And the truth is, you're just going to frustrate yourself if you're looking for that.
Yes.
But if you start to go inward and building up this power, and it takes a while, but as you build it up and build it up, you show up in the world. So it doesn't matter whether you're black and white, female, heavy, thin, you show up in the world and people say, whoa, you know, there's something special about that person.
Right.
And you almost, your energy is so strong then that it almost overwhelms the preconceived notion.
Of being a woman, being black, white, green, blue, whatever, however it works.
So yes. How do you get there?
Okay.
That's what you're aiming for. How do you get there?
Yeah.
You have to first understand your own power dynamic.
Exactly.
If you're very nice on the outside, but you're a jerk to yourself on the inside, it's not going to get there. And understanding your own power dynamic and how you get yourself to do stuff. You have a big project you're going to do. What do? Do you beat yourself up? Do you, at night?
Yeah.
You know, I know that I've had clients, and the one client told me one time, this pretty good story, she used sort of an S&M approach to herself.
Oh.
That if she would punish herself.
Right.
If she did something wrong or she wasn't doing what she's supposed to, and she would reward herself.
Right.
If she was doing something right.
I see. That's mom, programming, by the way.
That's totally programming. It doesn't work. Okay.
Yeah.
My mom's like that in a lot of ways.
Well, there's a great, said something.
it was really funny.
The other day I said, hey, what's going, hi, how are you? What are you doing? It was the first thing in the morning. She said, I was sitting here and I was just feeling so guilty about something, but I couldn't remember what it was. Remember, she has dementia. And she said, I couldn't remember what it was. So I gave up. I'm not feeling guilty about it anymore, whatever it was.
Yeah. Dementia is not the way to get around that stuff. It worked for her. But the way to do that is to clear that.
Exactly.
Clear that voice. And if you have that, if you have a power dynamic that's really harsh with yourself,
right,
clear it. That's what you do. You kind of figure it out. A lot of times it helps to name it. Give it a name.
Yes.
And then when it comes at you, clear it, put it in the processor.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you how to do the clearing in just a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you understand your own power dynamic, here's the other thing. Once you start doing this, you can see the power dynamic in a situation.
Oh, it's so cool.
You can use
I'm sorry. It is so amazing
to see, okay, well, I see what's going on here.
Exactly.
I see what's going on here. And first thing,
and I'm not going to be a sucker to it.
Yes.
Or I'm not going to buy into it. Or maybe that might be good this way, but have you thought about that?
And it's a process. So I have a client right now who can see it, but you can't do anything about it yet.
Well,
but it's just a yet. It's part of the path. You see it first. You see yourself in this dysfunctional power relationship.
Correct.
Power dynamic. And if you keep clearing and keep clearing and keep clearing, pretty soon you say, okay, I've seen this before.
Yes.
I know what this is. And this is how I'm going to act to this particular situation at this particular time.
Yes.
And that works. Oh, my gosh. That's when you have real power.
Yes.
So if you're a person of color, if you're a woman, you can make a difference.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And, one of the best things, this happened to me and then I've seen it happen to other people that, I started using the ecosystem approach and I didn't, I just was doing it because I knew innately that it was right to remove that negative energy. And I started realizing that when I would go into a situation that I didn't walk in with the same energy that I had in the past, meaning in all of the past of my life, I walked in with a different one and it changed not only the situation in the room, but it changed how I approached it. And it was awesome. I can't even begin to tell you how awesome it was.
In the age of Aquarius, It's time for star seeds to overcome racism and sexism.
Yes.
It's part of your job. It's part of the reason you were sent here. No matter what your individual purpose is, I know that this was the overarching, one of the overarching. And now in the age of Aquarius, it's about having a more democratic world and, yes, and a distribution of power, yes, that's more fair and equitable. It's up to you. And so how do you do that? Start with the ecosystem approach. Be patient. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes a while.
Right.
And that's because it takes a while, not because the ecosystem approach is flawed, but because there's so much negative energy,
exactly,
already,
exactly,
in the world. You know, don't blame us.
But here's something else that I see is that for the first time, after you start using the ecosystem approach, you actually authentically get to make choices that you never thought you would be able to make ever.
Especially regard to sexism and racism.
Exactly. Really, it is awesome. So, Jason, let's do the key points and then we'll tell everyone how to clear. Is, mm-hmm, that good?
Yes.
So, Jason, what are the key points in this segment?
You cannot program yourself out of racism or sexism. You have to change the energy for yourself.
First,
self-knowledge is key to overcoming the negative energy of racism and sexism that brings refined intuition.
Mm-hmm.
The age of Aquarius is the time for star seeds to overcome racism and sexism by evolving and changing the energy, starting with themselves first. And the ecosystem approach shows you how to evolve so you can understand the power dynamics in your life, yeah, and overcome them. It takes time.
It does. So, Jason, let's tell everyone how to do the clearing. And then in the next segment, we're going to do a whole list of clearings. But we're also going to activate life force energy. And, it's a really good combination. So
clearing is very simple. You don't have to have any posture. You don't have to be reverent. Mm-hmm. You can be standing, sitting, walking, laying down. And when we say, ooh, and to eliminate, you just gather up that stuff to eliminate and then blow it into the processor. Jacob is showing you the processor on the screen if you're watching via video. Otherwise, if you're listening on the radio, go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section.
Mm-hmm.
We have a place where you can print out a copy of the processor and,
exactly,
cut it out and put it on your desk.
It works. And then after that, what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force energy, the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. And we're going to use that to do a little more clearing, but also put back some amazing things for ourselves so that we can be balanced and keep going forward. What we have with the ecosystem approach is amazing. It's dynamic. It is one of the best things I have ever used in my life. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to do some clearings to help you change the energy around racism and sexism. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Are you curious about who the Holy Spirit is, or whether or not the Holy Spirit is real, and even more so, how to connect with an invisible God on a deeper level? Join me, Dr. Lisa Kohut, on Making the Holy Spirit Famous every second and fourth Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Central Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to begin that relationship, to begin to deepen your relationship with the Holy Spirit. To work with me, go to HolySpiritCoach.com. See you soon.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to do some clearing to help you change the energy around racism and sexism and really help you realize that using the ecosystem approach is the way to do all of this. Jason, you ready?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see that racism and sexism are energies. And the only way to affect them is energetically.
Meaning, clear them.
Yep.
Take a breath. Don't forget to blow that into the processor. It's really big. In other words, you don't want to get rid of this negative energy and then throw it down on the floor and get up and walk into it. So with that said, we're going to keep going. I'm going to shorten it a little bit. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that the essence in its natural state without dark energy is not racist or sexist. Take a breath. And that's where you say, yeah, I want some of that.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and numbness that comes from an unfair power dynamic that affect me.
Yes, take a breath. And to eliminate any feelings of fear and hurt and shame that I have because I've been treated unfairly. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can know that trying to punish and get revenge from those who have acted badly hurts me.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that changing my energy is the first step toward overcoming racism. Take a breath. Even the racism that I have personally. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that I have about being abused or embarrassed by racist or sexist comments and behaviors. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that when I'm programmed, I'm susceptible to racism and sexist beliefs.
And to eliminate any intense anger I have that comes from racist and sexist abuse that feeds that negative energy.
Oh, yeah. Good one. And to eliminate any resistance I have to seeing that the racist energy is always on both sides of predator and prey and must be cleared. Start with yourself. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can use refined intuition so I can see others objectively without using sex or color or any other superficial indicators.
Good. And to eliminate the barriers so I can go inward by uncovering my essence, which is not racist or sexist. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any numbness or blocks that I have to my own self-knowing and ways I can use power against myself.
Mm-hmm. Take a breath. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see possibilities for me as a starseed to help remove racism and sexism. Take a breath.
and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the power dynamics in the world is unfair, but I can start clearing them starting with me.
I love that.
Take a breath.
Let's activate some life force. What do you say? You good with that? Here we go. Follow me. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. And that includes clarity, awareness, and objectivity so I can see today if I have any racist or sexist energies that I'm holding on to. Take a breath. Pull it in, that life force energy.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to have a racist and sexist free world by clearing dark energy attached to prejudice.
Love it. And to activate life force so I can trust and understand that using my essence is the best way to determine character and intent. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can decide to use the inward process to clear the negative energy using the ecosystem approach.
Yes, take a breath. And the last one, and to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, creative, have love and love myself and love others, and also see all the negative energies I'm holding on to see that I can use the ecosystem approach starting right now today to remove those negative energies so I can not only heal me, but I can heal the world. Pull in that life force energy and blow out any negative energy left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're talking about purpose.
Oh, this is going to be great.
This was a request from a listener.
Okay.
And she wanted to know what it is and how to find it. You know, many people talk about purpose.
Sure.
But what is it? Mm-hmm. Where does it come from? Are we rewarded for filling our purpose?
Mm,
you know, is there some special purpose that comes from being a starseed? We talked about, one of your purposes to help bring about a more democratic world.
Yes.
That's pretty general.
Well,
but, we're going to answer these questions and more.
Okay.
Your purpose is more complex and one of the most important things that you must know in this lifetime. It's very, very important.
And
it distinguishes you from a machine.
Exactly.
Machines have goals and objectives. Humans have purpose.
I love that. I love that. One of the things that I've seen, I know we're going to talk about it next week, but I see that when Jason's mom, doesn't feel like she has any purpose, she almost gets depressed.
She starts to fade. The life force going out of her.
When she doesn't feel she has purpose.
And what we do is we go in and talk to her essence directly.
We do.
And tell her what her purpose is and how it's working in our household right now.
Yes.
And we activate, life force energy.
Yes.
And she perks up the next day. She perks up almost immediately.
It's amazing. So what if today's show has made you think or has touched your heart in some way? You know, how can we help you do the ecosystem approach? Jason, you want to?
It's very simple.
Okay.
And we've set it up so you can try it out for free. Basically, first go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org,
okay,
and sign up for our free section, and make sure that box is checked so you get our weekly newsletter. Every week you'll get the clearings.
Yeah.
The more you do, the better off you'll be.
Mm-hmm.
And every week we take a different approach. How we talk about how energy works in your life from many, many different perspectives.
Yes, absolutely.
And, our idea is that you should have this as part of your life. The ecosystem approach should be the center of your life.
Yes.
And it'll create amazing results and amazing changes in you. And so so listen to our show every week.
Okay.
Sign up for our free section, theecosystemapproach.org.
Okay.
And start applying the ecosystem approach.
For yourself.
For yourself. You get
today
every Every show will give you hints about how to do that.
Okay.
How to do clearings and all of those things.
What about Facebook, Jason?
You know, we have a Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org.
Yes.
And our videos are there. Mm-hmm. If you're going to look at one of our videos, please like us while you're there. Appreciate those things. And you can leave a comment if you like.
Okay.
You can also send us an email at hello@theecosystemapproach.org.
And make requests.
Sure.
If you want to hear something from us or you have a question, please go for it. So we'll see you next week, Monday, at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.